3. The Bible says this, the wisest man who ever lived, Solomon, in Ecclesiastes 3 said this, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Physical buildings, they come and go. They're built by men and women and construction workers and all of the talent. We're thankful for that. But whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. The truth of the matter is, you've heard testimonies from across this entire room, and we could have had many more. Wish we had more time. But you've heard testimonies across this entire room of what God has done. It's not the uniqueness of a building, and I've cautioned our church about that over and over and over again. It's not the building, it's the people. And it's what God does in the lives of people. It's when God brings the Holy Spirit conviction upon the life of an individual. They recognize their need to come to Christ as their Savior, and they do that. See, whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. It's true that the greatest of human monuments, no matter what they may be, or the greatest physical achievements of man, those things all eventually will perish into the dust. But whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. If God be in it, if God is working, if God is working on the hearts and souls of men and women, boys and girls, the ever-living, never-dying souls of men and women, boys and girls, whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. The work of Faith Baptist Church is not a building. The work of Faith Baptist Church is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And our telling others about how they can come to know Him, whom to know is life eternal. Our mission is gospel-centered, to reach people, men and women, boys and girls, because whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. 23 years ago, and give or take just a few days, if my memory serves, 23 years ago, I was preaching at Thompson Road Baptist Church. I'd heard of Faith Baptist Church of Avon. They had contacted me. They were interested in the potential of me coming to be the pastor. And it just so happens, isn't it funny how things just so happen? It just so happens that I was preaching at Thompson Road Baptist Church on a Sunday night. I was traveling through to do a wedding at my former church in North Carolina. I was preaching there, and I mentioned to one of the men here who had contacted me, I think it was Garmin Sowers, I said, Brother Sowers, if you want to hear me speak, I'll be at Thompson Road Baptist Church such and such Sunday night. The whole pulpit committee, I think deacons, I don't know who all showed up. There's just a whole bunch of people showed up to hear me preach. And someone came to me before the service and said, hey, there's a bunch of people from this other church. I said, well, I thought there might be a few. There's a bunch of people. I thought it was a little bit weird, too, because they had all the men sitting in one row and all the ladies sitting in another row behind them. They didn't sit together as couples. That struck me as a little bit odd, but okay. They were looking for a preacher. They were headhunting, is what we call it. I preached that night, and then they sat with me for about 2 hours after the service and told me some things about the church. Here's what impressed me about the church. They didn't hold anything back. They didn't hold anything back. The church had gone through some troubled times. There was a bankruptcy and some other things in the background of the church. It was struggling at that time. They didn't hold anything back. When I got back to the room, or when I next saw Kelly, she was with me on this trip, I said to her, told her all the things about this church. I won't go into the details, kind of some dark times for the church. Told her all the things about this church. She said, wow, she said, would you really want to go to a church that has had that much trouble? And I said, yeah, I said, we'd have to work really hard to mess it up any worse. I remember that night. These were the days before the cell phones and GPS and all of that. I remember that night finding my way out to this little building out here. It was almost very different. Avon looked very different, of course, back then, 23-some years ago. I remember parking the car over here, getting out of the car. I remember walking around this little brick building. And as I walked around the building, I prayed and I said, God, I said, I don't know if this is your will, but God, you need to reveal this to me if this is your will. And I prayed. And as I walked around that building, I felt like God was assuring my heart that He was going to do something here. And ladies and gentlemen, in 23 and a half years, God has done beyond whatever I could have ever asked or thought. Now, the chapter of our ministry closes in this location. We're going to turn the page. Next week we'll be in the new location, but here's what I'm asking. We must keep the same heart, the same spirit, the same goals, the same purpose, the same flavor, whatever. I don't care what you want to talk about. It must remain the same to bring honor and glory to Christ, to uplift His name, and to expand His work in this area. Let's love Him. Let's serve Him. You said, Pastor Monty, that was 23 years ago. Let's do it at least for the next 23 more years, okay? Pastor, how old will you be at that point? None of your business. God has done wonderful things. We're turning the page to a new chapter. Let's love Him and praise Him. I want us all to stand, please, together. We're going to stand.